out. Damage, then you gon' pay up. Yo, crank that volume, turn and pay up. Get your weapon, get your blade out. Damage, then you gon' pay up.
Yo, crank that volume, turn and pay up. Get your weapon, get your blade out. Damage, then you gon' pay up. Yo, crank that volume, turn and pay up. Turn and pay up.
Hey folks, it's Jeff again with Cal from Kelly's Reactions. I'm of course the co-host and creator of the MCU's Video YouTube Channel podcast. Me and Cal like to do some reaction collabs here and there and whatnot, just some different music. We do a lot. We like a lot of the same J-rock, J-metal bands and shit whatnot. So we're here to bust off Band-Made Hate for both of our first times. So neither one of us has heard the song before. So Cal, I'll throw it over to you before we actually react to this probably, I'm sure, dope-ass Band-Made song.
Yeah. So before we get going, please throw that subscribe up there and throw some comments and likes down below. And don't forget to hit that notification bell to let you know when we post our next videos.
What?
You got it.
What the fuck was that? Maybe I looked at the sun too much.
Breakdown. That was about to be a bass solo, wasn't it?
Yes, is that, it was.
That was. Is that what a bass solo? See, just like we talked about in the Love Bites reaction, the bass solo is bad. You know what I'm saying? Like that was about to be one right there. Now, like me and Cal just did this Love Bites reaction right to Rise. And did you notice how what I was talking about with how prominent Misa's bass was in the beginning of the song compared to like the other bassist there from Love Bites? She's yeah. I'm not. Thing about how she plays bass, I'm just saying the mix, like it's not her bass isn't as prominent in their music, in Love Bites music, is it?
No, well,
at least not in that song compared to this.
Yeah, not in that song, no.
No, because like Misa is really a standout in this one. You want to go first on here? Like this is a really fast-paced song.
It is pretty fast.
Like usually they have like little, you know, digital delays and stuff like that and whatnot to start off the songs, or like little deals where they kind of slow it up and then go hard. So it kind of off a little bit that they came that hard so quick. Do you have any thoughts, like mid section thoughts, or are you only good at like reacting towards the end of the song? Are you still
I we just listened to a little bit till I was just right when you cut it, like on that bass, I was like,
oh God. I've never seen them on a stage like that before.
To my sister, I hate you.
You can tell that this is new. This is a newer song. Like, this is a newer. You guys in the comment section can tell me if I'm wrong. I didn't even. I didn't even look at the video description on this when I pulled it up. I just grabbed the link and pulled it up for us to listen to. Right. I knew that it was newer. That I'd seen other people reacting to it. Right. And I knew it was what I hadn't done. So I just grabbed it. But you can tell this is a newer concert over in Japan. Yeah. I've never seen them on a stage like that before. That type of stage, right, where it comes out and you can walk out on it, like, you know what I mean? Like how it has the platform part, the front.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Out, like you can walk out and you have that. Normally, their stages are always the squared off ones.
Oh, you know? Yeah. I never even, like, really noticed that. Yeah. They said that.
They're always, like, moving around inside that contained space of the square, right? And, yeah. Honestly, this is the first Bandmate song, and y'all in the comments section can tell me if I'm right about this or not. Y'all, Bandmate fandom, I love all of you. This is the first Bandmate song I've ever heard or reacted to where the music actually cuts off the vocals a little bit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it actually hinders the vocals a little bit and whatnot and affects them.
Oh, yeah. So it's like kind of like the vocals have taken kind of the background.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Usually the mix is usually on these lives is so good that the vocals and the harmonies really stand out. You know that about Bandmade, right? And the music meets there's a middle ground there with the music. In this song, the bass and the guitar and everything and whatnot and the drums were so jacked up so loud that they were cutting off Miku singing completely. I could barely even hear her sing.
Maybe it's how it was, like, they were recording it and the noise and moving around, but I don't know, but they killed it on that bass and guitar solo there at the middle there.
Every one of their songs is different, right? They always are.
I could feel like the bass and that stuff, like right. I could feel like you could feel like
That was epic. I mean, it reminded me of Domination when Miku and Konami come together playing their electric guitars and whatnot in Domination, and they're like headbanging and all that shit.
Yep.
It reminded me of that, except they were actually playing off each other. That was really sick. And that that guitar solo that Konami busted off those, like, double solos off each other was sick.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's just like – but I did hear I think it was the first part and the second part, only when – I'm not sure of her name, but she was the one that had the maid hat on. Pigtails playing guitar as well.
That's Miku, the one that created the band.
When she sang with her, then I could hear the vocals better when they sang together that part.
Yeah, honestly.
They sounded really good together.
Even without subtitles, I can usually make out some of the Japanese during the songs to where I can actually be able to establish to some degree what's going on. I've gotten to that point, right? You either have it or you don't, you know? But because of the fact that the music did bleed in to the vocals, right? I couldn't make out some of what Psyche was saying, even in Japanese, you know? So, like, I really couldn't get a feel for what was going on with the song, could you, with the lyrics?
No, I mean, obviously, I could hear the main chorus, like, the I hate you, and what's the word before it? They were in English, because there's some words, obviously, they can't say in Japanese, so that's one of the ones I can actually pinpoint. So if there's a sentence or whatever and that's something in it, then I kind of get the gist of what they're actually singing
She didn't add much English in there.
No, it was just the chorus that time. But there's been songs where they've sang and there's been certain words in a sentence that I could figure out what she was trying to say with that sentence in the song.
Sure, it helps. Yeah. I almost feel like, honestly, that probably the bandmate's biggest barrier is the language barrier in terms of their popularity.
I've had the closed caption on for some of their songs that I've done.
That's the problem. Like I was trying to tell you with StreamYard, my platform is that I can't do that right now because because of the options they're giving us.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. Like, honestly, I usually, I usually prefer to react to bandmate without them. Right.
Yeah. And it's not always just about the lyrics either. It's just about their style, the music, how they present it and everything, and how it just kind of brings and uplifts everybody. You know, the thing about music before, you know, I can enjoy a song without lyrics. It just depends on how you really riff off your instruments and everything. So, together it's great, but you know, I still like it either way.
I took it in for the first time, just like you. So like, you know, I need to hear it again. Right.
Yeah.
If I had to say right off the bat, it's probably not one of my favorite bandmate songs so far. But I will say that it's a good song. It's just, I love the harmonies. Right. And like, I don't honestly, some of their songs, like, have you listened to Black Hole before? That comes on the Manners video, the Manners Black Hole combo. When they play really fast and loud, right. Those tend to be the tracks I don't care for as much. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, though, I respect the fact that like many people in the bandmate comment section will always tell you, and like they will hear, every track that you approach with them and whatnot is always different, right? They always have a different sound. Nothing they do sounds the same.
No, it doesn't.
So I mean, that's it. As far as bandmate songs go, like that's easily like an 8 out of 10 for me. And it was live. You know, it looked great. The crowd looked really energized.
Did. Yeah, I really did. I really liked some of the live performance because it really kind of brings more energy to while you're watching it instead of a video all the time.
Yeah, and they do a great job with their setup of their shows. If you ever noticed that, like with their lasers and stuff like that and whatnot and all that, they really put a lot, it seems like they pay a lot of attention to those details.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. A lot of them really want, at least from my experience when I've gone to concerts, it's like I kind of like sometimes I'll listen to the song and see if the lights do anything, a certain pattern with them, and that really amps things up, I think.
Well, yeah, it's like if you ever watch the video for Onset, Bandmate Onset, the live video with all the lights and whatnot, everything, it does really add a lot to the music, I think. But since we're almost at the 15-minute mark, why don't we go ahead and get out of here, Cal, and why don't you send us off?
All right, guys. Here's the routine. Hit subscribe. Please like and comment down below. If you have a song you want us to react to, please put it in the comments. We'll get to it as soon as I can. And don't forget to hit that notification bell. Let you know when we're online posting our videos.
Shout out to the Bandmate fandom worldwide in U.S. Peace.
Crank that volume, turn it way up. Get your weapon, get your blade up. Damage, then you gon' pay up. Yo, crank that volume, turn it way up. Get your weapon, get your blade up. Damage, then you gon' pay up.
Yo, crank that volume.